local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, we welcome you into hour number two on a busy Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 2626-111. Now, we will get to our full rundown here in just a matter of moments, although at the top of the second hour of the program, we did in the last hour get quite a bit more information on a fatal shooting in Pensacola earlier this afternoon. And I think we have PPD spokesman Mike Wood on the phone, or Austin's working on it right now. Austin, do we have him?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure before I brought him
up. All right. Okay. That's good producing there. Yeah. Mike, we appreciate the time this afternoon. So like I said, information has been fluid here throughout the afternoon. A shooting at around 1:30 this afternoon. So if you could just kind of walk us through the timeline here and what's the latest that we have here as of 5:15.
Well, the information that we have thus far is that a white newer model SUV with three to four black males pulled up to another male at the corner of M and Gonzalez. The individuals got out of this SUV and started firing at this single individual. One of them struck him in the head, and the individuals got back into the SUV and left the scene. That's all the information we have on them at this point. The victim was transported to the hospital where he died of his injuries.
All right. Mike, question that I have, and I you probably have been asked by other outlets as well. Obviously, the suspect information there, that's all we got. I'm curious if anything that you've been able to glean, because you were able to identify the victim, 22-year-old Terrell Omar Owens. I'm curious, and I have to ask, is if there has been any information that you've been able to glean as far as any possible connection to some other rash of ambush-style shootings that have happened in this area, mainly last month, but is there anything that is at all connecting this that we know of right now to those more notable incidents in the last month or so?
No, not yet. This investigation is still very young. We're looking into all possibilities, and we have not been able to make a connection at this point. But that's not to say that there won't be, but right now we just don't have any indication at this point.
All right. Mike, we appreciate your time as always, and we thank you for your availability, okay? You stay safe out there.
Yep.
All right.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, Officer Mike Wood there with the latest there, a drive-by shooting happening near Gonzales and M Streets this afternoon here. 22-year-old Terrell Omar Owens killed in that shooting. Of course, if you have any information, PPD or Crime Stoppers, give them a call and let them know. 5:15, we'll get our top three stories, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we still have some minor backups if you're traveling. Coming from the UWF main entrance, going over the bridge closer to Pace, coming over the water. That's not nearly as severe as it was, though. However, now we've got very heavy backups if you are traveling westbound, or eastbound, rather, golly, on I-10 towards Avalon Boulevard. No confirmation of an accident, at least not yet, but the congestion is pretty far reaching, pretty heavy as well. Then it's just going to be typical congestion, Pine Forest Road traveling north bound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And maybe a little bit on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound approaching Glover Lane.
All right. Here's Alan with the forecast.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all-day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Top three stories here on this Thursday. Let me get there. Alberto, of course, tropical storm Alberto, now tropical depression Alberto, moving on shore. Hazards from it are still existing along the Texas coastline.
And that water is going to be really slow to come back down to normal conditions. So we'll likely see above normal tidal levels through the weekend.
Tyler Castillo with the National Weather Service there. Increased risk of rip currents as well. Of course, that's been the local impacts here for our area. There is another system expected to develop in the Gulf this weekend and bring similar hazards to the state early next week. The U.S. is sending air defense missiles to Ukraine meant for other countries. The White House decision comes as Ukraine defends itself against Russian assaults targeting its energy infrastructure. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby confirmed that plan today. And major decisions from the Supreme Court could be handed down as early as tomorrow. Among them, the ruling on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. There is the other case on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters and abortion access in medical emergencies. It's a look at our top three stories here. Our other top local headline today, another high-profile race in Escambia County will be won unopposed. It was announced today Bruce Childers did not qualify to run against Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender. According to Bender's office, Childers' full and public financial disclosure, aka the Form 6, was not provided in time for the qualifying deadline. Childers is the husband of Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers. According to EscambiaVotes.com, Childers had spent $42,000 this month, the vast majority of it in political advertising. A total of $100,000 in campaign funds were a loan from himself. 518, we'll take a break on that note. A look at our state and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life with Pastor James C. Johnson.
According to the old Farmer's Almanac, summer begins the day that the sun reaches its northernmost point from the celestial equator, and today is that day. Every time the seasons change, we should all pause and rejoice in the beauty of God's creation. And indeed, summer is God's creation. Psalm 74:17 plainly states that God hath made summer. God's creation is a part of the revelation of himself to mankind. The beauty of summer and the beauty of this earth point even the casual observer to a creator God. When describing Christ, the book of Colossians explains that by him were all things created, and by him all things consist. Be sure to take time today and throughout this summer to praise God for his creative handiwork.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Looks like the storm clouds coming out. Looks like over in Santa Rosa County. So,
not our problem yet.
Not yet, but hopefully doesn't impact your drive home too bad. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative sometimes. We're local all the time, and dependable depending on who you ask. So
I think we're dependable.
I think so, too.
And I've asked Steve. We talked about him last hour. I asked him the same. He said so.
All right. There you go. It's unanimous.
Yeah. Overwhelming reports that we are dependable.
Very good. Looking here at our state headlines today. Governor DeSantis signing two pro-veteran bills. He says House Bill 725 expands the eligibility for admissions to a veteran's long-term care facility.
But even when the veteran unfortunately passes on, we recognize that that spouse has also served, and that spouse deserves our support as well.
House Bill 1329 revises existing programs and expands benefits to help veterans transition to civilian life. It also requires middle and high school students to get history lessons on veterans and Memorial Day and gives free hunting and fishing licenses to all disabled vets.
And federal prosecutors are charging four men in a fentanyl poisoning case. U.S. Attorney Roger Hanberg says they're facing charges that could put them away from 20 years to life.
The victim had not asked for fentanyl, which is something that we often see in these cases. Instead, the victim asked for and believed that he was receiving Percocet.
Prosecutors say the suspects are part of a drug ring that delivered fentanyl to an 18-year-old USF student found dead in his dorm room in February. Detectives also seized at least 1,500 fentanyl pills from the suspects.
AAA says more people will hit the road for the 4th of July this year. 4.5 million Floridians are expected to travel over the Independence Day holiday week, which is up from 4.2 million last year. A record 3.9 million will drive to their destinations, and over 324,000 will fly.
Well, as for the drivers, obviously gas prices top concern. Well, I hate to break it to you. Gas prices across the state starting to trend upward after a three-week decline. AAA says that fuel costs went up by 4 cents overnight, bringing the current state average to $3.36 per gallon. That's a nearly 10-cent jump since this time last week.
It's 525, so let's see how the roads are looking right now.
Thank you for, I'm so used to doing traffic when we get in from break, so that's my bad there. Let's see, still got some minor issues if you're traveling northbound on North Davis where you meet Scenic and start heading over the bridge towards Pace. And there's some minor congestion reaching across that bridge and towards Chomukla Highway, but it does appear to be breaking up very smoothly. Same cannot be said for those backups we had on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Still very heavy congestion there that's basically going to back you up halfway across the Escambia Bay Bridge. Once again, no confirmation of an accident yet, at least not from what I can see, but nonetheless something to look out for. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and a little bit if you're traveling southbound coming from that same 9 Mile area. Got some backups there. And then Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street, both. If you are traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, both of those spots are typically pretty tricky at this hour, and today is no exception. Lastly, it's going to be a little bit of backups. Let's see here. This is, well, now where is it? I just friggin' lost it. Oh, there it is. Mobile Highway. If you are traveling westbound towards, or rather Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, we do have some backups there. Luckily, though, I almost missed it because of how minor it is, so that shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Hot again on Friday with highs running in the mid to low 90s. Sunshine Friday and not much of a chance for any rain, but over the weekend we might see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Rain chances weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, runs at about 30%, and high temps over the weekend, upper 80s to low 90s, kind of a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. Lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, there is a heavy cell that's right over Escambia Bay right now. It's actually moving kind of west-northwestward. So Ensley, Beulah areas are going to be getting some heavy rain. And, of course, right over I-10 and I-110 as well. So we'll look forward to that in the second half hour here.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Looking forward to it.
Looking at our national news today, less than a day after the governor of Louisiana signed a bill that mandates the display of the Ten Commandments in school classrooms, there is a lawsuit to strike it down. The ACLU is ready for it. In a statement, they say the law violates the separation of church and state and is unconstitutional.
No surprise there. The Supreme Court upholding a Trump-era tax on foreign investments. The 2017 law was backed by Republicans and actually had support from the Biden administration. It was meant to stop Americans shielding their foreign earnings from U.S. taxes and to help finance Trump's sweeping tax cuts. A Washington couple who brought the case argued that the law was unconstitutional, and the justices voted 7-2.
Ted Cruz wants to help the bottom line of waiters and bartenders. He's filed a bill that would exempt tips from the federal income tax. He calls the legislation a pro-worker plan that helps families deal with inflation. A similar bill was filed by Republicans in the House as well.
And RFK Jr. will not be on the debate stage alongside President Biden and Donald Trump next week. The independent presidential candidate failed to qualify for the June 27th debate hosted by CNN in Atlanta. Kennedy did not hit CNN's polling threshold of 15% in at least four approved national polls. He also fell short of the network's ballot criteria. His campaign has filed a Federal Election Commission complaint against CNN and the Biden and Trump campaigns as well.
Congressional legislators from both sides of the aisle want to designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism.
Russia deserves to be in this small, selective club of atrocity-committing killers.
Senators Richard Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham are calling for a vote to do so on the Senate floor, citing Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent summit in North Korea and Kim Jong-un, who where he entered into a mutual defense agreement with the country in the ongoing war against Ukraine.
And Senate Democrats are continuing their push for reproductive rights.
In the last 2 weeks, Senate Republicans have shown that for all their attempts to sound moderate on reproductive care, when it comes time to vote, they choose MAGA extremism over the wishes and desires of the American people.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there. He says he plans to put legislation to reestablish a national right to abortion on the floor soon. The vote will coincide with the second anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And this comes after Republicans blocked two Democratic-led bills to protect access to contraception and in vitro fertilization.
All right, you're getting some ominous storm clouds moving into Escambia County right now. Some texters sending us photos crossing the Escambia Bay Bridge. So we will brace in for some heavy rain here in the 5 o'clock hour here.
Yeah, it's very dark here right
it
now
is.
at the station.
All right, Fox News update coming up. We're back at a look at sports, pop culture, entertainment, and much more still to come.
I'm John Saucier. The Treasury Department announcing new sanctions against top Mexican drug cartel leaders involved in trafficking fentanyl and its precursor chemicals into the United States. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Fox Business says they're also cracking down on cartels that are funded through cryptocurrencies, which remain a small part of financing for fentanyl trafficking.
We have taken several actions against crypto, those involved in crypto and exchanges, and It's an area where our enforcement tools are imperfect, but they're certainly not non-existent.
Yellen is also calling for Mexico to help the United States in curbing drug trafficking. A heat wave moving closer to the breaking point for Midwest and New England. Still, the National Weather Service says the heat and humidity could send the heat index readings above 100 degrees in many locations, possibly breaking all-time records. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court rejected a challenge from conservative activists to a one-time tax on some foreign investments, a ruling that preserved Congress's taxing authority. Today's decision keeps a tax on accumulated foreign profits that Congress created back in 2017. In an opinion by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, he says the tax aligned with longstanding precedents and congressional practices. The FDA says Dollar Tree left lead-tainted applesauce pouches on store shelves for 2 months after it had been recalled. The agency sent a warning letter to Dollar Tree this month and placed Negasmart, the Ecuadorian distributor of Guanabana apple cinnamon pouches, under import alerts. Stocks were mixed today, with the Dow gaining nearly 300 points and tech-heavy NASDAQ slumping by 140. The S&P was off 13. Oil futures are up $82 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute. Trevor Lawrence's latest QB to cash in, signing a 5-year contract worth $275 million. So who will be the next QB to secure the bag? I don't expect Dak to get a new deal by week one, and Miami should wait one more season before extending Tua. So the answer to this question is Jordan Love. The Packers traded Aaron Rodgers away over a year ago, and instantly Love had Green Bay in the playoffs. But most importantly, he's Brian Gutekunst's guy, and that means Love will get the next big deal. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why is Commissioner James Caulkins opposing the District 1 Medical Examiner's facility again? He actually said that he is opposed to it because he has a problem with the former county administrator who is the operations director for the facility. Teenagers defacing a pride flag painted on the street in Spokane, Washington, and being charged with a felony over that. And do you use cloud storage or do you want it on your computer? You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
It's not 5 o'clock here, but it's 5:37, so that's close enough. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Man. A lot going on. All right, so we do have some minor congestion if you are traveling northbound on North Davis, where you meet Scenic Highway and start going over the water towards Pace. Got some backups reaching for a pretty good ways there. And on I-10, if you are traveling eastbound, going over the Escambia Bay Bridge and approaching Avalon Boulevard, once again, the congestion is not too severe, but it does reach for a while, so just be on the lookout for that. Then it's just some of the usual big hitters. Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Pensacola Boulevard traveling further northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Then it's going to be just a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point.
All right. Looks like this is our Alberto that we're seeing right now, I guess.
Yes, it is rough here. I heard some rumbling and I just looked. I peeled back the curtain and it was it's pretty rough.
It's some heavy rain, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. That's how you know it's a lot of rain when Floridians are like,
yeah, we'll be out of it in about 8 minutes,
hopefully,
or so. Here's Alan.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all-day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Austin's got sports.
Yes, I do. Not a ton going on tonight, but what is going on tonight is pretty pivotal. We got the MLB's Negro League tribute game at Rickwood Field. That's going to be at 6:15 on Fox between the Giants and Cardinals. You said Josh Gibson was in attendance, correct? on the coverage, I mean?
Josh Gibson is not in attendance.
Is he dead?
Yeah. We talked about this...
I could have sworn last hour you said that they had started coverage and Josh Gibson.
He was on the screen. They were going through the intro of players that were being featured. And, of course, Willie Mays, of course, has a lot going on. He passed away Monday. Josh Gibson has died decades ago.
Okay. So. Well, I could have sworn you said, well, but that's the thing. I mean, Willie Mays just passed away, so I didn't know if he was alive or not. And I thought you said he was like there on the coverage, like live coverage. Yeah. So that's my bad. He's there in spirit, I'm sure. But okay, Josh Gibson will not be attending, but nonetheless, worth a watch. Then we've got at 7 o'clock the 2024 Copa America tournament getting underway in Atlanta. That's going to be on FS1. The opening match features Lionel Messi and Argentina against Canada tonight. And then the U.S. will play their first match against Bolivia on Sunday afternoon. Then we've got just a couple of big hitting headlines here. Sticking with the U.S., USA, Atlanta Dream guard Ryan Howard appeared to sprain her ankle while driving to the basket against the Minnesota Lynx yesterday. She's the second player on the United States 2024 three-on-three Olympic team to suffer an injury. Mm-hmm. In just the past few days, obviously yesterday was Cameron Brink. She tore her ACL, or we broke that news yesterday. I think she got hurt a couple days prior, but you get it. Big hit to our women's basketball teams there. And then we've got Denver head coach Sean Payton getting a familiar face within the Broncos organization. They hired David Shaw, former Stanford head coach. He's produced, or helped produce, rather, college talents like former quarterback Andrew Luck and running back Christian McCaffrey. And they go back to the late 90s when they were offensive assistants for the Philadelphia Eagles. So obviously a good grab for the Broncos there. And then we got the College World Series final. It's set, and it's all SEC action. Tennessee and Texas A&M. The Volunteers punched their ticket by beating Florida State late yesterday 7-2, and right after that, the Aggies beat Florida 6-0. So game one of their championship series will be at 6:30 on ESPN Saturday night. I'm not thrilled. Wanted some ACC representation. And we got Tennessee and Texas A&M. They have been bold throughout the course of this postseason with how they've been running their mouths against their opponents. So,
oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, if only – this is the fan, Austin, talking. If only both teams could lose, I think I'd be in on that.
This is a best of three, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And that's the thing. It was
who do you have winning?
Okay. I think Tennessee's kind of looked a bit splotchy at times. I do think they're the better team. I'll take Tennessee. If I had to choose one that I would quote-unquote want to win, it would be A&M, though. That's just me, though. As I said, strictly as a biased fan who has my reasons. But if you have followed social media with Tennessee and Texas A&M, especially with their controversy with Florida the other day, neither of them have been particularly humble or likable over the course of this World Series. And then in the NBA, we got the Lakers moving forward with J.J. Redick as their new head coach, and he's agreed to a four-year deal. He was a star at Duke, of course, before spending 15 seasons in the NBA. And he most recently served as the lead analyst on ESPN's NBA broadcasts. Joe, you said it could work. Obviously, history has proven player coaches are not a guarantee. But you never know.
Listen, it has so much more to do about the organization because Joe Mazzulla, right? He's the Celtics coach. He's 35 years old. I don't know what his coaching experience was, but I mean, the Celtics obviously have a very good organization and structure. The Lakers don't really seem to have that. So if I'm throwing down money on whether J.J. Redick will win an NBA championship in the next 4 years, I'm going to say no, he's not.
No chance.
Is there a much better chance that he is no longer the Lakers coach after a season or two? Yes, would be my guess on that. But, I mean, you know, I have nothing against J.J. Redick. I think he's done a fine job as a broadcaster. I loved him when he was at Duke as a college player. As a 6'1" Caucasian who would play basketball in high school.
Beautiful underdog story.
That's right. But I would try to emulate J.J. Redick by just jacking up threes and swishing them every time down the floor because that's what he was certainly most notable for.
Yeah.
Health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
All righty. So I don't know how long the weather update's going to be, but hopefully I can keep traffic to a minimum. We're already seeing that traffic that we had on I-10 traveling eastbound over Escambia Bay Bridge start to break up a little bit. The minor congestion we had is starting to flesh out. We still have a little bit, though, if you are traveling eastbound just over Escambia Bay, approaching the Avalon Boulevard area. Hopefully that should break down soon as well. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards the UWF main campus, right where you merge with Scenic to start heading over the water into Pace. Still very minor congestion. Hopefully it will die down soon as well. Then we've got Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Then Pensacola Boulevard traveling further northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And then just a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area.
Hot again on Friday with highs running in the mid to low 90s. Sunshine Friday and not much of a chance for any rain, but over the weekend, we might see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Rain chance this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, runs at about 30%, and high temps over the weekend, upper 80s to low 90s, kind of a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. Lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. An iconic fast food restaurant in Hollywood is forced to shut down its doors for good. You may recognize it as the Arby's on Sunset Boulevard. It's got the big neon, big brown cowboy hat, so big that I had to say big twice.
Oh, yeah.
It's now shuttered after 55 years of operation.
I would always get the 2-for-6 meal, and now that they're taking it down, it just breaks my heart.
Yes, the patron there is crushed. The owner says she's been struggling to keep it open since the pandemic. But California's new $20 per hour minimum wage is doing the restaurant in.
Ugh, my goodness. And disputes over credit card charges are surging as shoppers learn how easy it is to get your money back. Aaron Real with more.
Consumers disputed over 100 million credit card charges last year, worth an estimated $11 billion. When cardholders file a dispute, card companies often give them a temporary credit for the amount in question while they investigate the claim. They then pull those funds from the merchant's account. Card companies streamlined the dispute process early in the pandemic to help customers who wanted to get their money back for canceled plans. Before then, customers had to call their credit card company to file a dispute and document their claim. Now, disputing a charge is as simple as clicking a couple buttons in an app. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
University of West Florida celebrated the planting of a moon tree seedling that flew around the moon on NASA's Artemis 1 back in 2022. UWF was selected from hundreds of organizations that applied to receive a seedling. NASA chose institutions based on criteria that evaluated their sustainability to care for the various tree species and their ability to maximize educational opportunities around the life and growth of the tree in their communities. Hmm. So a moon tree coming to a campus near you, Pensacola.
Very nice. And today officially marks the first official day of summer. It's the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year north of the equator. If you feel how I do about this Floridian heat so far, first day of summer doesn't really mean anything to you. Earth has a solstice every 6 months in June, which has the most minutes of daylight, and December, which has the fewest minutes of daylight. Today will show sunlight for over 14 hours, at least when storms are permitting. Temperatures are already feeling like summer across the U.S. as there's no relief in sight yet for the heat wave roasting the Northeast and the Midwest.
Also in our pop culture notes today, actor Donald Sutherland has died at the age of 88. Best known for his roles in the Hunger Games franchise, The Dirty Dozen, MASH, and Animal House. I think he's just one of those actors that, you know, he was in all the movies that I never saw. You know, and I think Horrible Bosses, he was in that one. I wouldn't say cameo, but it wasn't like as a feature performance.
Nah, he was just in a wholesome role in the beginning.
Yeah,
and then they killed him
looked
off.
Up pictures. And I'm like, oh, okay, that guy, I know who that is. And he looks just like Kiefer.
Oh, yes.
And there's a perfectly good reason for that because
yes,
he is his son. But yes, Kiefer Sutherland from 24, one of my favorite shows. Mm. But Donald Sutherland dying at the age of 88. Sutherland posting on social media, he believes his dad is one of the most important actors in the history of film.
I agree, personally. Okay. I will say.
Why is that? I'm curious. I'm not questioning. I'm just curious.
As why he's impactful?
Yeah.
Well, because essentially to me, he's like the white Morgan Freeman. He's been in stuff over the course of decades, whether it be TV shows or movies. He's a very recognizable face. I mean, apparently you didn't know him by the name. At least it didn't sound like you did until you looked him up and saw a picture of him. And you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
I will say, I kind of chuckled about this. We were just talking about, hey, I think we're informative, we're local. I think we're dependable. Meanwhile, it's like, since we've said that at the top of this hour, we have, I had implied that Josh Gibson was alive when he died in the 40s. And you said you did not know that Donald and Kiefer Sutherland were related.
Well, I didn't.
Dependable, I promise.
I didn't know that Kiefer's dad was also a famous actor.
Yes, because that's the thing. Kiefer Sutherland is obviously very well known. But yeah, Donald, I mean, it's one thing if you have, you know, like a mother or father who dabbled in acting when they were younger. But I mean, those are both two pretty household names. Yeah. Yellowstone's final episodes will land on Paramount on November 10th, whether or not Kevin Costner is involved. The Western, currently filming the second part of its fifth season in Montana. It was the most watched series of 2022 and 2023, besides NFL Sunday Night Football, Variety reports. Costner appeared on the Today Show this week and said he would return to the show under, quote, the right circumstances, which, as you said, Joe, almost definitely involves financial discussion.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Finally, some music news. And, of course, from Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen's catalog is being bought by Sony in a deal worth more than $1 billion. The agreement also includes the band's name and likeness rights. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer song catalog is considered one of the most valuable in rock history. Classic songs from Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, and We Are the Champions, of course, all still receive extensive airplay, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I just heard We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions because they're like they're together. Yeah. I just heard those songs on the radio just the other day. And real quickly here, Jelly Roll finally performing in Canada next month. He's never actually performed internationally before because he has some prior felony history. But his first show is to support the Heather Winterstein Foundation, which is dedicated to offering Indigenous youth support for mental health and addictions. Yeah, Jelly Roll, don't know much about him, but from what I've heard, it seems like he's a pretty wholesome guy. 5:51 here, we'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, a recap of our top three stories, followed by some wacky stories and good news next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 just over Escambia Bay Bridge and heading towards the Avalon Boulevard area, just about all the congestion we had over there has seemingly died down. Same can be said. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, where you merge with Scenic and go over the water towards Pace, looks like just about all that congestion is gone as well. Still have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, approaching I-10. Then Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, looking kind of rough. Same can be said for North Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And that appears to be it, so hopefully those issues should clear out soon.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Recapping our top three stories of the day today. Alberto now on shore in Texas, and hazards are still existing along the coastline. Beaches in Corpus Christi still closed, and, of course, increased risk of rip currents along the Texas coast there. Another possible disturbance looks to be on the way in the Gulf as well, and could head towards that same general area that Alberto just landed at. The U.S. sending air defense missiles to Ukraine meant for other countries. The White House's decision comes as Ukraine defends itself against Russian assaults targeting its energy infrastructure. And still no major decisions yet from the Supreme Court, but they are expected to recess at the end of the month. So today, tomorrow rather, could be the day that they make major rulings, which could include prosecution, determining whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. Austin, anything in our wacky stories catching your eye and attention today?
Well, we got a freshman on the Florida Gators basketball team, now one of the tallest basketball players in the world. Olivier Rieu is 7'9". He came from the heralded IMG Academy and played for Real Madrid before that. His dad is 6'8", and his mom is 6'1". If you know anything about height, if you have a tall dad, he doesn't have to be that tall, but if you have a tall dad and a tall mom, especially as a guy, you're destined to be just a behemoth.
Yeah, Miha will probably be very tall. She was, like, I think, in like the 98th percentile of babies for height. I mean, I'm about 6'1", 6'2", if I'm wearing heels. My wife,
which you often do. Go ahead.
That's right. My wife's about 5'8", 5'9". So,
see, so she's probably going to be, if I had to guess, she'd probably be around like 5'10", 5'11". She's probably going to be a decently tall girl. 5'11", maybe a little high, but either way, it's like
get her a volleyball.
And, well, that's the thing. I mean, if you're 6'1", yeah, obviously that's not short for a guy. And then if your wife is 5'8", 5'9", yeah, she there's we've got a little Cameron Brink in our future.
Get a little little Tykes hoop up in our new house.
Yeah, I mean, she'll be slamming that in no time. But yes, he's 7'9", one of the tallest basketball players in the world. And there's also a Chinese professional named Sun Mingming, who is also 7'9". So what are they feeding the kids nowadays, man? I'm asking you. You're the dad here with a tall daughter. So, what's going on?
We're feeding her mostly good things. She came out of the womb pretty lengthy. So.
Okay, so if you want a center for the NBA or WNBA, it's a growing league. So Joe will post his diet on Facebook.
Well, posting my diet on Facebook would,
his daughter's diet
would get
me
a lot of
that was a gross misspeaking.
A lot of looks for poor reasons.
Yeah.
Let's see. A Florida man found a bank's doors unlocked, and this was important because it was after hours, so they were closed. But the employee forgot to lock up, so he did what just about all of us would do in that scenario. He took it as an invitation to try to take as much money as he could. The bank employees, though, did a good job of making sure that their drawers didn't have any cash. They put them all in the vault. So the suspect, 33-year-old Colton, left empty-handed. Unfortunately for him, that is still a crime, and police arrested him, charged him with burglary of an unoccupied structure.
As they should have. And then some good news here. A man is in custody in Texas after an attempted sexual assault was interrupted by a family of 5 Taekwondo black belts. Yes, 5. It happened Tuesday afternoon just outside Houston when the family that owns and operates the Yong In Dojo heard screams coming from a neighboring business. The family of 5 ran next door and witnessed a man assaulting a woman. The family was quick to stop the attack, and father, Taekwondo Grandmaster Hong An, was able to hold the suspect for 10 minutes until officers arrived.
Yeah, also, A guy in Michigan hit the lottery for $7.2 million. He says it's only happened because he listened to advice his dad gave him. He used to play different numbers every time. His dad told him, hey, just choose a set of numbers you like and stick with them. Said for a few years now he's been playing those numbers and, of course, finally hit. So good job out of him.